Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 27, 2009. You're listening to the Brain Labor Report.
Listen up. We've got a war zone here today, right in our heartland. And across the USA, these multinational bastards don't use tanks and guns, it's true. But they've declared a war on us. Fight back, it's up to you. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. Going to work could be the death of you and me, but we're not unarmed. Our weapon solidarity, Jim Beals and Karen Silkwood, the list goes on and on. With every year that passes, 60,000 more gone. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. When they boost your copay,
war on the workers. War on the workers.
And cooperation.
War on the workers.
When they call you a team.
War on the workers.
You better learn how to scream.
War on the workers.
Oh, that's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Oh, it's a war on the workers. And it's time we started calling the shots. They can lock us out. It's a war on child labor protection. It's a war on the 8-hour day. It's a war on occupational health and safety. It's a war on Social Security. Now, thanks to WTO, GATT, NAFTA, MAI, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's a worldwide war. Oh, it's a war on the workers.
War on the workers.
Yeah.
It's a war on the workers. That's Ann Feeney. Starts off every edition of the Brain Labor Report with that song. It's a war on the workers. And it's about time we started calling the shots. Boy, I'll tell you, there's an idea. I'm telling you, the people in charge of Bank of America are calling the shots. Why do we have it set up that way? Let's change it around. Let's let working people. By gosh, we should control the fruits of our labor. Why do we do all the work and give them all the money? It just doesn't make any sense at all. The Brain Labor Report actually analyzes that. That's what our show is about. We analyze that situation. We do all the work and they take all the money. We talk about the struggles of the working class. We're a half-hour show, come to you Monday through Friday out of Ashland, Oregon. That means you're listening to KSKQ 94.9 FM. And if you're not in Ashland, you're listening to the internet at www.kskq.com. KSKQ.org. Yep, that's right. Our half-hour show is live at 7 a.m. And if you're on the East Coast, you're probably more awake than we are. We drink a little coffee. We try to wake up. Some mornings we do. Sometimes we never do. That's the way it works with the Brain Labor Report. We play labor songs. We have interviews with people. Sometimes people you don't know. Sometimes homeless people. Sometimes we have interviews with people you do know, famous people. And I'm telling you, everybody in between. One thing I've learned in doing the Brain Labor Report is that everybody's got a story to tell. Some people are a little shy about it. Some of the best stories come from people who might be a little shy about it. By gosh, you get them going, and everyone has a story to tell. Always near the top of our half-hour show. Did we introduce ourselves yet? This is Wes Brain. I'm host of the show.
This is Jason Houck. I'm the engineer.
And with that introduction, I need to tell you that near the top of our half-hour show, we bring you the Workers Independent News. 3 minutes of cutting-edge news out of Madison, Wisconsin. Folks, this sounds a little different than you hear on your mainstream news, okay? Just compare it as you listen to it. For Wednesday, the 27th of May, 2009, here is the Workers Independent News.
You're listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. GM is expected to announce Wednesday morning the results of its efforts to get bondholders to trade its debt for 10% of the company's stock. Bondholders are balking, even though it means GM will be forced into bankruptcy if it fails to exchange 90% of the bond debt for its stock. Bondholders had sought 58% of GM stock. They have complained that the UAW got a better deal in stock for the money GM owes the union for retiree health care. AFL-CIO President John Sweeney says America's workers applaud the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court. Sweeney says she would bring to the High Court a direct and personal understanding of the struggles that America's workers endure every day. Judge Sotomayor is a Bronx native who grew up in a public housing project, the daughter of a factory worker. The AFL-CIO says Judge Sotomayor interprets labor laws in the manner in which they were intended, to protect workers. 100 workers facing a plant closing at Quad City Die Casting in Moline, Illinois, are taking on Wells Fargo Bank in an effort to save their jobs. The bank is refusing to extend credit to keep the plant open. The workers are represented by UE, as were the Republic Windows workers in Chicago who took on Wells Fargo with a successful sit-down strike and saved their plant back in December. UE's Leah Freed.
As long as the banks take our money and then turn around and kill our jobs, I think there's going to be more and more resistance, because this is not acceptable. Banks have to be held accountable for the mess they got us in, and they have to be held accountable for the billions and billions of dollars that they took from us, and they need to be told that your job is to make sure our economy keeps going.
Workers in North Carolina rallied in Raleigh on Tuesday for an end to a collective bargaining ban. Jesse Russell reports.
State workers in North Carolina and their supporters lobbied on Tuesday for an end to a 50-year ban on the right for state workers to collectively bargain. North Carolina and Virginia are the only two states in the union that outright deny state workers the representation of a public employees union. The labor supporters called on the state legislature to pass two bills that would repeal the 50-year-old act. If that happened, workers could then allow unions to represent them in contract negotiations. Overall, only 3.5% of North Carolina's workers are in a union. That's the lowest rate in the country. On Tuesday, North Carolina NAACP President Reverend William Barber said the bill was originally passed to prevent black workers from organizing. Here's today's economic report. New York workers are feeling more confident when it comes to the economy. According to the New York Employee Confidence Report, the confidence level of employees in the Empire State increased by 1.4 points in April. Even with that slight increase, two-thirds of workers are concerned about losing a job. Only 36% are confident they will be able to find a new job. And 46% of workers believe the economy will continue to weaken.
You've been listening to WIN, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
And you're listening to the Brain Labor Report, coming to you on Wednesday, the 27th of May, 2009. And by gosh, today we don't have a guest. We're going to play some labor tunes. We're going to talk about guests we'll have here for the remainder of the week. In fact, we're going to preview for you what the Brain Labor Report's going to look like the next 10 days or so. So that's our plan this morning. And what better way to start it off than to feature a local musician, Mr. Bill Lawson. And by gosh, we haven't seen Bill for quite a while. We'd like to get a hold of Bill. Bill, if you're out there, get a hold of the Brain Labor Report. Call KSKQ. We'd sure like to chat with you again. We'd like to have you as a guest. It's been a while since you were here with us in the studio, and it's your song we're featuring this morning. I'm telling you, what a great tune. Healthcare as a Military Campaign. That's the long title. Shorter version is Healthcare Now. Mr. Bill Lawson, let's listen to it. Here we go.
As soon as they succeed in privatizing the military, you'd better get your gun. We've seen it all before, no compromising. You'll be defending yourself before they're done. We've got enough arms to protect us from the thought. Now we need a healthcare plan to from within. We need national healthcare. National health. If the government does the job of running an army as need demands, they do.
And we need it now. National Healthcare. Healthcare is a Military Campaign. That's the long name of that song. Boy, that's a great song. You might have noticed the Brain Labor Report is spending more and more time on health care. The nation is talking about health care reform. The nation is actually pretty well silent on the only health care reform that makes any sense. We're talking about health care reform that gets insurance companies the hell out of it. That's right, H.R. 676, and there's a companion bill that's similar in the Senate. We're talking about federal legislation to kick insurance companies the hell out of it. By the way, most plans federally, and even there's some state plans being pushed big time here in the state of Oregon, there are plans to require people to have health insurance. Some think that that's the answer to the disaster we call health care in this country. Just require everybody to have health insurance. Of course, that that really ignores the fact that one of the biggest problems, maybe the biggest problem with healthcare in this country, are the insurance companies. So having health insurance is not the same as having healthcare. In fact, that's the biggest lie you may ever hear. Health insurance equals healthcare? No, absolutely not. I'll tell you what. For anybody who wants everyone to have health insurance, there should be required a report of how many people that would kill. You understand OSHA does this. When OSHA has a new rule that they propose, they promulgate, that's a fun word to say, promulgate new rules. When OSHA has one, accompanying that new rule is an estimate of how many lives that will save. Quite frankly, that's how we make decisions, is how much does it cost to retool plants or to do whatever the change is needed, the OSHA requirement in this case. How much does it cost and how many lives will be saved? Folks, that may sound cold to you, but that's how they figure these things out. So I'm telling you, for health care, we need the very same thing. For those who are proposing that we all have health insurance, let's have the accompanying report how many people will die because they're required to have that health insurance. Do you think that's baloney? That is not at all. Health insurance companies kill people, and that's what it's all about. You got to understand this, folks. It's a big lie to think that having health insurance is the same as having health care. It's insurance companies that kill you. Okay, you're not done hearing about health care on the Brain Labor Report. We're going to keep it up, and I'm going to tell you what our plans are. By gosh, we're going to take a little vacation, and Brenda and I are going to be gone starting Monday, June 1st, all the way through, let's get the dates right, it's going to be June 9th, Tuesday. We'll be back on the air, so all the way through Monday the 8th. That's six shows, folks. Every single one of those shows on the Brain Labor Report is going to be a show about health care. That's right. We're going to do a whole block of shows about health care. And if you're hearing too much about health care here, let it be known that you won't hear hardly anything anywhere else. Big, big dark hole in America is the fact that we don't talk about this very much. At least we don't talk about HR 676. That happens to be the only health care plan out there that gets health insurance companies the hell out of it. Okay, folks, I hope you got the idea. Health insurance kills people, and that's what we are emphasizing on the Brain Labor Report. Putting everybody on health insurance is not the answer, is not a solution, and in fact, it's death. Instant death in some cases, more often a long, drawn-out death that's brought on by the insurance companies trying to not pay and trying to make more money for their shareholders. Okay. Oh, I got to tell you what's happening the next 2 days on the Brain Labor Report. This is exciting. But first, we're going to play a song. Mr. John Fromer, and the name of the tune is Gonna Take Us All, and that's from a CD of the very same name. So with that, let's hear it right now. Gonna Take Us All.
And the Baptists, Quakers and Catholics too, the atheists and agnostics, Muslims and Jews. We need people of all nations, all colors and all creeds, to put an end to war now, put an end to greed. Gonna take us all to make a change, take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets, gonna take us all. It's gonna take us all. We need the immigrants and the unions, the greens and the gays, hip-hoppers and bebopers and women for equal pay, farm workers out in the sun, homeless out in the rain, seniors and soccer moms, a world that is humane.
gonna take us all to make a change. Take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets. Gonna take us all. Gonna take us all. Socialists and the anarchists, the pacifists and the humanists. Every culture and community takes black and white and brown. Times we won't see eye to eye, but we stand on common ground. Gonna take us all to make a change. Take us all to win the peace. Gonna take us all in the streets. Gonna take us all to make a change. All to win the peace. All in the streets. All. Gonna take us all.
Gonna take us all. That's Mr. John Frommer, singer, songwriter, acoustic guitarist out of the San Francisco Bay Area, longtime influence of the peace and justice movement, working for social change in the San Francisco Bay Area and actually around the world, Mr. John Frommer. And he was a prior guest on the Brain Labor Report. We like to play his tunes. Got another tune. I'm going to hold off till after this song to tell you about our guests we're planning for the next 2 days on the Brain Labor Report. But first, and I'm thinking back to Monday, it was Memorial Day, and we had a repeat show. Benji Lewis, boy, that was a strong show. Oh, that was a great show. War Resister, third time he was being called back to Iraq. Benji said, hell no, I won't go. And by gosh, very, very strong and brave young man, Benji. That was our show on Monday. But I'm thinking about this Memorial Day week, if you will, and one song that I'd like to play. Dennis Kynes got a CD called I'm Not Resisting, and the first song on it is called All We Want Is the Truth. So here's a good one for you, and think it back to Monday, Memorial Day, when we play Dennis Kynes' All We Want Is the Truth. Here we go.
Big hit of 2005. All we want is the truth. We can handle it. We can handle the truth. Why won't they give it to us? True. Why is it so hard to find? All we want is the truth. Starting to lose our mind. Support the truth, I tell my friends. Support the truth this time. Support the truth, please tell the truth. This war is a bloody crime. This war is a bloody crime. This war is a bloody crime. This war is a bloody crime.
Mm-hmm.
is the truth? Why are you so busy lying? Lying to all you. Tell them a war's worth dying. Support the truth, I tell my elders. Support the truth this time. Support the truth, please tell our youth. This war is a bloody crime. 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 True. Why you so busy lying? Lying to our youth. Tell them a war's worth dying. Support the truth, I tell my friends. Support the truth this time. Support the truth, please tell the troops. This war is a bloody crime. 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 This war is always gonna be is a
Mr. Dennis Kine, and All We Want is the Truth. And remembering Memorial Day, that was Monday, remembering soldiers who've given it all, and some of them have perished in this damn illegal Iraqi war. Okay, Brain Lib Report's winding her down here. My gosh, it's about time to say goodbye. We have tomorrow Emma's Revolution. I don't know if we have Pat Humphreys and Sandy O, both of them, at least one of them, Sandy for sure, is going to be a guest. And on Friday, we're having Ann Feeney. That's right, ending the week with a couple of great, great folks there. And we're going to go out with Ann Feeney this morning right now. Ending the Brain Lib Report. We'll be back again tomorrow. And the International Chanel is what we'll go out with. So, folks, have a great day. We'll be back again tomorrow. Okay, here we go.
Arise, ye prisoners of starvation. Arise, ye wretched of the earth. For justice thunders condemnation. Slaves to war in thrall. The earth shall rise on new foundations. We have been thought, we shall be called. Tis the final conflict. Let each stand in place. The international working class shall free the human. Decide and do it well. Tis a fight.
love you.